Welcome.
Hey, what's up?
So funny.
Well, welcome back.
Welcome. Benvenidos.
Yes. Welcome back to another episode of
Lady and the Harlot Podcast.
That's right.
I'm Dagna.
I'm Cheryl.
And welcome to this lovely evening.
Yes.
While you are in bed with Lady and the Harlot.
Yes.
Enough of that. Oh, so we are recording from the Zen place of Cheryl.
Yes. Where the magic happens. It doesn't right now. Right now. It doesn't. It doesn't. You know, kind of mixed right now.
Picture it. Cheryl's bedroom. Saturday night.
Yes. On my king size bed.
Ow! Oh, yeah. I'm a little, I'm very delirious right now. So this episode is going to be very interesting.
I'm delirious.
Yes, I am delirious.
You know, there's a song, you know, I'm trying to like, you know, because you know me.
Yeah,
as
yeah.
soon as you say a word, I know. Connect to a song.
Yeah, she tries singing to sing it. Yeah, she tries singing it. Yeah, so anyway, this week's episode, we are going to talk about time. Giving yourself time and the importance.
Time to heal.
Yeah, the importance of time. And, yes. and that falls into several buckets when it comes to relationships. So giving yourself time to heal from a relationship.
Right.
Giving yourself time when you start a relationship.
Right.
And just processing things.
Mm-hmm. Time to recoup and yes. get your shit together.
Get your mind right.
Right.
Yes. So, the reason this popped up for me is because of several things that are going on.
Right.
With you, with me, things that we've been going through in the last several weeks.
Yeah.
And
it's a roller coaster ride.
Yeah. And I know that every episode we talk about it goes back to communication, but
mm-hmm.
time, and for me, like, as you guys know, time is very important to me and how that time is spent. And
nobody wants to waste time either.
Nobody wants to waste time. Exactly. And
life
so,
is too short.
Yeah. So, you know, the person that I went on several dates with, like, I gave enough of my time to that.
Right.
You know? And then I have questions of, you know, because I have a lot of guys writing me
mm-hmm.
wanting to have some of my time. And now I'm in that place of, well, do I even want to give this person my time?
Right. Especially based off the things that you've already gone through past right. tense.
Yeah. So right now I'm enjoying my time. Right. I get to pick and choose who I want to see, if I want to see anybody, how I want to see them.
Right.
Do I want to see them butt-ass naked? Do I want to see them dressed?
Oh, gosh. Well, hey, it's right? your
Let
call.
Let it rock.
Right, it's your
yes,
call.
Yes, no. that just sounded really funny. That's why I said it. It made me laugh. Like, you imagine that thought process? Like, hey, Dagna, I want to take you out. Do I want to see him naked?
Hmm.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Free dinner, naked? Sure.
Why not? So crazy.
Yeah, so because we're both single, Cheryl and I, right now,
right.
What we're noticing is are guys putting themselves back out into the dating pool a little too soon.
Right. Not just guys. It goes both yes. ways. You know, men and women, you mm-hmm. know, putting themselves out too soon. Hence why there's so many people on these dating sites. And as soon as one is over, they just hop right back on to the
yep.
next. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's just like, hence why the same people are still on years later. It's just like,
that's how they're using their time.
Yeah. And it being, shouldn't, you know,
being a revolving door on fucking dating sites.
Yeah, but it shouldn't be. Listen, I fucking hate it. Mm-hmm. I hate being on. Mm-hmm. You know, the two times that I was on and I actually met somebody, I fucking hated it. You know, I gave myself a timeline. If the shit don't fucking work out, I'm fucking off of this shit. Like, I'm not fucking doing no fucking 6 month subscription. This shit has to be fucking no more than 30 days. And then as soon as 30 days expire, I'm off.
Right.
You know, I fucking wanted to get rid of it off the day one. Okay.
Yeah, like, I know. There's been many times in the past where you'd be like, I just signed up for this. And you're like, and then the next day, so I got off of it.
Yeah. Because, you know, I don't want to be on, because what yeah. I've noticed you know, it's so funny with my ex, you know, Mr. Jazz. I remember him telling me, he said, you know, it's depressing being on those dating sites. Mm-hmm. He says, you see, he says that he was on it past tense. He was, you know, dated for somebody, obviously, for almost like close to 2 years. And he went back on and saw the same people mm-hmm. that were on there again. Mm-hmm. So those words, it pretty much stood true to me.
Yeah.
Because remember, you know, 2 years ago, I was on there. Mm-hmm. And I remember now when I went back on, I remember some people
that
were on.
That you blocked before and then you get to block again.
Yeah, I blocked them. You know, and I'm like, and then one of them I was talking to, mm-hmm. This guy.
Mr. Bad Bunny.
We're going to call him that. We're going to call him Mr. Bad Bunny because he went to see that concert. I don't know, but
I don't know if I don't know if he was Curious George, but yeah. To go see Bad Bunny on purpose, I don't know.
Yeah. So, you know, he was on there 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. Would it be considered now 3 years? Technically.
Probably.
Yeah. 3 years ago. Okay. Almost close enough. Mm-hmm. And I saw him and crazy enough, I blocked him back then because I'm like, you know, any guy who is like too much
muscle, showing themselves.
It's too full of themselves. Yeah. I see them to be like that. And I'm not, for those that are bodybuilders and who are, you know, very, I'm not saying that everybody's like that, but for the guys that I've came across, unfortunately, they're very full of themselves. So hence,
and it's not attractive.
No, it isn't. It's very unattractive. So hence I kind of like blocked him out. And then I came across him, you know, years later and I saw his profile, but this time I actually talked to him, but he didn't realize that I knew that he was on back then, you know? So yeah. It's just like,
it almost feels like, and I could be wrong, but it almost feels like he keeps his subscription just going.
But this is what I'm talking
about. Yeah.
And this is why I said to him, I said, I don't think you're looking for anything serious because mm-hmm. he has no idea, you know, that I know. I think you're just on here just to have a good time.
Right.
You know, because I'm not on here to fucking keep coming on and on and on and on. Like, I fucking hate the dating sites.
And it's.
I'm trying to look for something solid so I don't have to fucking ever come back on this shit right. again.
Right. And then that's the thing. You hear those stories of, I found my partner on Match. I found my partner on eHarmony.
Yeah, which has happened for some people.
Yeah, and you really hope that you're that one that gets that same result.
Right.
And then you go on and for women, it's a lot of just thirsty dudes, you know, that just want sex. And then for the guys, it's a lot of thirsty women that just want money from what I've been told.
Really? Or just attention or I don't know what the fuck they want, but
they
I'm not on there for fucking any of them. I'm on there to try to find somebody who I could connect with and then that's it.
I typically go on when you go on just for entertainment because I find the shit funny. I love reading the profiles and a bit of a grammar Nazi
right.
when I'm reading these profiles and these pictures. Guys, come on. We gave you tips.
Seriously.
Please make yourself look presentable. Do your hair.
Right.
Brush your teeth. Wear a nice outfit.
Right. But we say this to say that a lot of people on these sites, it is a revolving door.
Yeah.
Because as soon as one thing ends, they're right back on, like instantly, like the next day.
Yeah.
When in reality, especially those that have been dating for a while, when in reality, you should give your time, you should give yourself a break.
Yes.
You know?
And I'm guilty of this. I'm not coming on here like I know it all, but I'm definitely guilty of this. And so there's a thing on Instagram where you can ask anonymous message, like questions or send an anonymous message. And one of the questions that I got was name my exes, right. Which I thought was very odd. Like, why the fuck would you want to know who my exes are? A part of me feels that it was one of my exes asking me just to see if they made the list. Fuck it, whatever. And I know that I probably missed about two or three people, mm-hmm. but one person was like, wow, that's a lot of exes.
Right.
And I said, because I value my fucking time.
Right.
And so back when I was younger, I would only give it a year.
Right.
You know, and if there was a lot of bullshit within that year, I cut it off. Mm-hmm. However, I didn't give myself time.
Right.
I would just go to the next one. Go on to the next one, you know? Mm-hmm. Hence why you people have all my lovely stories. And then there's some that I haven't even, you know, dished out yet. I've had so many experiences and things that have happened with relationships, because they were actually relationships. They weren't just hookups. There were a few hookups in between those, but for the most part, I had a lot of relationships.
Right.
And that's why I said, like, that was my pattern. It was like, I'm giving it a year. If there's a lot of bullshit, I'll end it, move on to the next.
Right.
But I was so young that I didn't really understand or appreciate time.
Right.
And I didn't give myself time for anything. So when you think about a year relationship, all the little traumas that were bestowed upon me.
Right.
And then I jump into something new without processing what I just went through.
Right.
That's pretty damaging.
Yeah, I agree with that.
To oneself. Right. You know?
Well, you haven't had the time to really process what just happened in your previous relationship. Right. And then you're jumping into the next one.
Right. Right.
Yeah. I agree with that.
So you're talking about from probably 99 to 2000 and shit, fuck it, till now. Well, now that I think about it, holy crap. Yeah. I just been going.
Right.
You know, and
you haven't actually taken a break and been alone. So this is the first time that you've actually
alone.
Yeah.
Alone. Yeah.
Right.
And you know, some days are shittier than others, but that's to be expected, because you don't like being alone. You like having somebody there, you know,
I'm used to it.
Oh, okay. But I'm kind of sort of used to it.
I'm used to it, but I'm not used to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, nobody wants to be alone, you know, but then you deal. When I think about what I just went through, it's like, I'm starting to feel like, okay, you know, maybe it's just better to be alone and just have somebody there that you see from time to time, you know,
like my dad, you know? My dad's a big companion person.
Like a companion, but nothing serious. Right. You know what I mean? So if both you say, you know, fuck it, you know, I don't want to put any expectations on anything. Right. It's just, it is what it is. You
exactly.
Know?
Like I seriously feel like my dad is onto something, because, you know, he has his companion. She has her house. He has his house. It's on opposite sides of the town. They work close together. They work across the street from each other.
Right.
Which isn't bad.
Mm-hmm.
And then they plan when they want to see each other, when they don't, who sleeps over whose house.
Right.
But when it's time to go, you need to go.
Right.
You know, I like my alone time.
Yeah, I think that's something that will work good for the both of us. Work well for the both of us.
But I know how much we long to have something serious and loving. I know.
I do. I do long for that. But because I don't want to invest myself into anybody anymore in the manner which I did and have, because I'm tired of being hurt and I'm tired of being let down, I can't do it anymore. Like, I'm exhausted. I can't. Yes. I give up. So at this point, it's just like, you know what? I will feel better with myself if I just go with the flow and I don't put in my all into somebody until I see that person putting their all into me first.
Exactly. Exactly.
And that's it.
And that's part of the self-love process, you know? So that's why I think that it's important to take that time for yourself and like truly take time.
Right.
I don't mean like, okay, I'm single, so I'm going to date, you know? Right. What ends up happening when you just jump from date to date to date to date, there are going to be people along that route that are looking for something more and serious.
Right.
And now you're just wasting their time.
I agree.
And you're toying with them and their emotions. And that's not cool.
No, it isn't.
Even if you put it out there, like, I'm not looking for anything serious. I just trying to take time for myself. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't mind going on a date. Right. You know,
but you know, somebody like us, we will be very vocal on this is what it is. This is what, you know, we want to put it out there. But other people do not do that.
They don't do that. But you know, it's also funny. Mm-hmm. If you do that, people just decide they don't want to hear you.
Right. That's true.
You know, because
what are you saying?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, maybe I could change your mind.
Yeah.
Maybe we could make this into a relationship. And it's like, no, I need time.
Oh, you want to go out? That's what you just said? Like, no. Do I need to write it out? Do I need to say it in another language? Yes. That's going to make you understand.
Right. You know what? I notice with women love the challenge.
I noticed that about myself.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'd like the challenge to probably change, you know, and to try to, make somebody better. You know?
Yeah, but I see that's the thing. It's like that's like the married guy. The married guy is more attractive to the women because he's taken, and then the woman has this, oh, this is a challenge. Maybe I can change his mind and come my way. And the same thing goes for like if you're say if the guy says, hey, yeah, I'm just, you know, I'm not looking for anything serious. I'm just trying to
maybe I could change his mind.
Yeah. And then it's like, but I really like him. I love his traits. I love his personality. Yeah. Maybe I could change his mind into wanting to be in a relationship with me.
Right.
And then the woman's all like, oh, I'm so hurt and I'm so annoyed and I'm so this. But homeboy fucking told you he ain't ready for nothing serious.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I've encountered that too, where I'm just like,
I think it's more of a challenge in terms of trying to change a person's mindset in terms of how they handle things. Mm-hmm. That's the challenge for me, not in terms of changing somebody's mind so much. Yeah.
Their status from single to together, exclusive.
Because right. There's a lot of people's mind who are very so close, even though they think they're open-minded in terms of their way of thinking, they're really not.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm definitely valuing time a lot more and truly learning to love myself, because when I think back to past relationships, I lost that part of me.
Respecting yourself.
Right. I never truly had it to begin with.
Right.
Which is odd. I never truly completely loved myself when I started my dating life. Mm-hmm. You know, 20 something years ago.
Right.
And then when you start to think about that stuff, and like I said, my timeline was, and my cutoff points were a year. Mm-hmm. You know, my mom's pattern is she gives a guy 5 years of her life and then she fucking cheats and goes on to the next. Right. But me, it was like, I'm only giving you a year of my time. Let's see what happens in this year. Mm-hmm. That's if I'm truly feeling the person.
Right.
And then I would give it maybe a month and then I'm starting something new.
Right.
I don't, you know, and then I met, I didn't meet him because we were friends for a very long time. My ex-husband, we were best friends for 10 years before we even got together. Mm-hmm. And so that was a very important relationship because it brought a kid into the world and there was a lot that went on and a lot that happened. And we were only married, like legally we were married for 5 years or so, I think. Something like that. But we only were together 2 of those years.
Right.
You know, because in the state of New York, you have to be legally separated for like a year before you could actually get divorced.
Right.
So when I think about, I was already mentally over the marriage.
Yeah, it was checked out already.
Yeah, I was already estranged and checked out of the marriage. Mm-hmm. But I didn't take any time for myself.
Right.
Instead, I did the wrong thing and jumped into a relationship with someone that meant a lot to me. Mm-hmm. And he did the same thing as well. He was in a relationship. Mm-hmm. And that relationship was very traumatic in its own way. And we were just, I guess, looking for that comfort and that love that we were missing in our relationships.
Right.
And we just kind of clinged on to each other. And we had a 4 or 5 year friendship before getting into our relationship. So, you know, we were already set up for disaster.
Right.
You know? And then, you know, here it is, 11 years later? Or 16 years later, and now we're not even friends.
Right.
And it sucks.
I know.
And I think if we had both taken time instead of getting together and hooking up, then obviously things would have been way different now. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I don't know what the future holds. Nobody does.
Right.
But I'm hoping that with time things will heal and hopefully we can get to a mature state of actually being friends
again, if that's possible.
But right now I don't even see that happening.
Right.
And now I have to be in a space of being okay with that. You know, accepting it, being okay with that, moving forward. And I know tons of people that just jump from relationship to relationship to relationship.
Right.
And it's not healthy. They haven't done any work on themselves.
Right.
And at the end of the day, all it is that they want love.
Everybody wants love, mm-hmm. you know? I know I want that for myself.
Do you think that you truly love yourself or have ever truly loved yourself?
I think now I do. When I was younger, I didn't. Mm-hmm. I don't think so. Especially look at the relationship I was with this guy.
The devil?
The one that I call the devil. Yeah. Like he look what he put me through. And I allowed this man to put me down in the worst way. And when I say down, like put me in certain positions that I should never have been put into. And I allowed him to use and abuse me. If you want to get technical, that's just what it was, mm-hmm. you know? And looking at it, you know, now, if I would never want any of my kids to be put in that type of scenario,
right.
Like it would break my heart, you know, because I know somebody, it's a form of abuse. It is. It's abusive mm-hmm. behavior that I was put in, and it just wasn't healthy for me. So I didn't love myself, I would say.
Right.
Because if I did, I wouldn't have allowed all of that to happen.
For years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have. And it wasn't until I walked away from it and I said to myself, like, what am I doing to myself? I can't continue to go through this cycle that I've been going through for years or allow this person to continue to treat me this way.
Right.
So I broke away and I had enough strength at some point finally to really break away for good, mm-hmm. you know, to the point that now when he texts me, oh, I miss you. I don't respond. It's not there.
Right.
Like it's more of my stomach turns.
Yeah.
You know, I wish him the best, but I don't want no part of that. You know, I'm in a different place than I was. I'm not the same person that he used to know.
Right.
I am the same person, but I'm not. Right. You know how it goes? Yeah. You know, it's just, I'm not.
It's the growing process.
Right.
Which takes time.
Yeah, it does take time. And then hence why when I was with Mr. Jazz and, you know, things ended, I just said, fine, cool. You're not meant for me.
Right.
And somebody else is better. And, you know, and I let go of that, you know, feeling good about it because mm-hmm. I felt like, okay, I'm not going to
tolerate
somebody making me feel like
something's wrong with you and there's nothing.
And wrong my, yeah, you. Exactly. So I walked away from that, you know, and he still, you know, says these, you know, nice things about me, you know, mm-hmm. in terms of my character, who I am, which I do agree with because I am a nice, sweet person. And mm-hmm. there's nobody out. I always tell every guy, you're never going to meet somebody out there like me. Mm-hmm. You know, because I give my all to whoever I'm with.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
But he, you know, it's just for me, I took time from that situation before I said, okay, you know what, let's jump back into the ring again.
Yeah.
But at the same time, yeah, I still semi deal with certain things from my past relationship. Hence why when I start to notice certain things in certain people, it does trigger. Just right. like anybody, it would.
As long as you're aware of that and you bring that shit to light, I think it's good. And I also have been asking myself how much time is good enough time.
I don't think
to give myself
what I don't even know. Like, I think until certain things come up, that it doesn't take you to that dark place.
Right.
So even though I get a trigger, it doesn't instantly take me to that dark place. I'm just now more aware.
Aware. Right?
You know what I mean? So it's just. I think it's everybody's timing is different, you know, at the end of the day. But I don't think that, you know, here you are in a situation and you're still in it. Mm-hmm. And here you have your sights on somebody else.
Right.
And hoping that, oh,
things will manifest like, like in a snap of a finger.
And it doesn't work like that.
No.
You got to try to get yourself. It's just like, you know, when I was going through my divorce. Mm-hmm. Actually, I didn't even go through the divorce yet. I was talking to you, being fretful to go through the divorce. And, you know, and I'm like going through it mentally. And then, you know, at the same time, I kind of was, you know, unfortunately, in the end, I did step out. But it was at the end. So I can't say that I technically, quote unquote, cheated.
Right.
You know?
Well, it was the same. It was like me. I was already done.
We weren't
intimate or anything. I was just, we were done.
Right. But it's just, I instantly jumped into something else with somebody else, but not in the mindset of, oh my God, I want this relationship. It was more of, you know, I've been stuck in this relationship for X amount of time. I just want to fucking have a good time.
Yeah, have fun.
Just have fun. Yeah. I'm not, I don't want anything serious.
The person you were having fun with, the devil, was not relationship material whatsoever.
No, it was just more of, I just want to have a good time.
He's a good time guy.
Yeah, but then it turned, it turned at some point where it wasn't fun anymore, you know, but I think everybody should just take their time to process whatever it is that they've just gone through in the past relationship, and not to do the same thing
again.
In the next one.
And that's the scariest thing to me when I think about the bigger picture of the dating scene and the dating pool, is the amount of people that just jump right back in. They don't process anything. And I've been telling you this lately, is that I would love to meet someone that has actually worked on themselves.
Right.
Worked on themselves, know their triggers, know how to communicate, knows how to be respectful, knows how to be thoughtful, loving, caring, and responsible, you know?
Right.
So much so that they know, they like, let's say, okay, they going on a dating site. They're going on the dating site with the intention of finding just someone to hang out with.
Right.
Because it doesn't necessarily have to be, hey, I'm looking for something serious.
But you have to vocalize that, because in reality, everybody in their profile is like, I'm looking for that one. I'm looking for this. And it's just like, dude, if you are really not looking for this,
don't
just say it.
Yeah.
Don't fool anybody into believing this is what you want when this is not what you really want.
Right.
You know,
but that's the thing. A lot of people not even aware of what they really want.
And that's true. I don't think people even on there really know what they truly want.
And that's why
I think a lot of people don't know what they want.
Right. That's why I say it's scary, because the amount of people that have actually taken the time, done therapy, done work on themselves, catch themselves in situations and know how to handle it is a very small pool of people.
Right.
And then you're talking about, here we are in New York City with over 8 million people and everybody feeds off of each other's energy and nobody's done any work on themselves. What shit show are we opening ourselves up to?
Right.
That's why it scares the hell out of me.
It's not only in New York. It's just all over.
Yeah. it really is.
It's hard to meet people nowadays that you connect with, that have that mutual understanding, who have worked on themselves, who has respect not only for you and your feelings and what you've gone through, but then also acknowledges what they've gone through in the past.
Right.
You know, it's hard.
Yeah.
A lot of people are just so stuck on themselves. They're not even thinking about the next person.
Yeah. And I really feel bad for the people that like long for love so deeply.
Because they end up, as I said, looking for love in all the wrong places.
Right. But they want it so deeply and so bad that they think the first thing that's, or the first person that's like nice to them or shows them some kind of an attention,
what person wants to be with them, or
shows that they care, that okay, I'm in love. Right. This is the person I love. I'm in love with this person. And it's like, no, you think you're in love with this person,
right? But, and I think they just think that because of what they're
going and this through. I've told this to a few of my friends, that there are different types of love. Like, you know, I love the person that you are. You know, I love that you bring this to the table or whatever in our dynamic or our relationship or whatever. To be in love, you have to grow to be in love. You don't just meet somebody and you're in love.
Right.
And you both have to feel that, you know.
I agree with that.
So it can't really be a thing if only one person's feeling it more than the other.
Right.
You know, so it's like when I was with Mocha, like, I love him. I do love him. He's a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't in love with him.
Right.
You know?
I think there's a lot of relationships that are like that.
Right.
You know?
Could I grow to be in love with him? Absolutely.
Over time, yes.
Absolutely. If we're both on the same page and he's doing the things that I want and need, and I'm doing the things that he wants and needs, and then we grow into a relationship. Absolutely. But for me to just meet somebody and the vibe is great, I'm in love, like, no. No, right. No. We have to know each other. We have to work through things. You have to know yourself. You have to love yourself more.
Right.
Because like RuPaul says, if you don't love yourself, how in the world are you going to love somebody else? Can I get an amen?
That's true.
That's what RuPaul 100%. Says. It's true. Yeah. If you don't love yourself, how are you going to love somebody else? It's the same thing I say. Like if a mother is doing all this, she's cleaning the house, she's taking care of the kids, and she's just going for the family and not mm-hmm. doing anything for herself. Mm-hmm. How is she going to continue to be there for other people if she ain't doing nothing for herself?
That is true. That's how I felt when I was, you know, married. Mm-hmm. Like I was doing for everything, but nothing for myself.
Right.
And then when I started focusing more on myself, then it started to become a problem mm-hmm. for certain people around me. Where I started to now focus on taking care of myself, me working out, losing the weight, you know, getting my hair done, doing things that will make you feel good.
Yeah, make you feel good about yourself. And your kids see that and they feel that. So if you're going for your kids and your husband and you're not doing anything nice for yourself, mm-hmm. your kids see how sad you are.
Yeah, they do. Especially my baby boy now, as he's gotten older.
Yeah.
So anytime he sees me sad and upset, it's like he tries to go out his way to try to make me happy.
Right. Mm-hmm. Which is very sweet.
My daughter is just like, whatever. You'll get better, mom.
Yeah.
Let me know when you're back to yourself. Yeah. I'll come talk to you. Straight up.
Right. That's why I said a bond between a mother and a son is nothing like it. There really is nothing like it. But yeah, like I was in that place where I was not me anymore in my marriage.
Right.
And then I was like, I need to start doing things that will make me feel good, make me feel better. Mm-hmm. And really start loving myself again. And when I started loving myself again and I started dropping the weight, the amount of hate that I got from my husband was not very, wasn't expected, number one.
Right.
And it wasn't nice. He took me loving myself as me being selfish.
And that's crazy.
And I'm like, if I was being selfish, then I wouldn't be getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning and taking care of the kid. You know, I wouldn't be, you know, setting up his therapy and sitting in on every session and taking him to preschool and then picking him up and then going to work. Like I wouldn't be doing any of that stuff.
Right. You trying to take care of you and giving yourself that time mm-hmm. is not being selfish, mm-hmm. especially when you're taking care of everything else.
Right. And so I say this to a lot of moms, make sure that you take time for yourself, you know, and I say that to the guys too, make sure you take time for yourself. And then as a couple, you guys got to make time together away from the kids.
For each other
in order to be a stronger unit, you know. But when one person is doing the same old shit that they used to do without any changing, and here's the wife doing all this other stuff, and then she's not doing anything, and she goes out to get her nails done, and the husband's like, oh, well, when you coming back? And she just walked out. Like, that's the shit that I was dealing with, you know.
So here's one person who's stagnant mm-hmm. in the same place, mindset and all, and here's another person who's trying to grow and better themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's
when they should be growing together. I mean, like, they're, you know, like I said, plan date nights and do shit together.
Yeah,
do shit individually, do shit together.
Not everybody does that. Nope. I mean, especially nowadays, and there's so many people who are in denial, which mm-hmm. should be another topic about shit. Right. You know, when it comes down to their relationship and how things are going and working, at the end of the day, I think people deserve to, you know, just give themselves time, meditate. Like I've been doing that now. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, anytime I get into
rubbing off on you.
Yes. That's why I'm always wearing black all the time.
Told you, black like my soul.
So crazy. Yeah, so it's just like, you know, I have those moments now where I give myself time and I take a bath and I just listen to music and I just relax and I zone out.
You do
and
that's the time Calgon, have, take me away.
Yeah, and you know, because I have to, because, you know, your day or week gets mm-hmm. sometimes so hectic that you just need that, even if it's just for a few minutes, just to like just escape.
Breathe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that's just important for everybody to do, whatever that may be. It doesn't have to be taking a bath, but, you know.
Everybody needs a reset.
Yeah.
You know, I think Lucian said that to me once.
Everybody needs a reset.
Yeah, he said, he goes, you know, life is like a video game. Sometimes you have to reset it.
But it's not like a video game. If it was, I'll fucking be resetting back to the beginning. Start do over.
The reset for anybody, for you, it's a bath. For me, you know, it's probably getting my nails done or my hair done or both, or going to a concert or going away. Like my resets are very different.
Right.
But everybody needs a reset. Everybody needs to do something nice and loving for themselves. And take time. And then if you're talking about having something serious with someone, please take that time for yourself first before you jump into something else. Don't just because you're mentally checked out of your relationship, do not jump into something else just because you feel like you're done. You have not taken the time for yourself and the time that you need to take. So yes, that's very important.
I agree with that. I think life is too short. You know, everybody should just enjoy their life and take one day at a time, so to speak.
Baby steps.
Yeah, and see what works. But to jump so quickly from one thing to another, I think it just causes more chaos, more confusion at the end of the day. Yes. You know, I think we all have baggage. Some have more than others, you know?
Yes.
And I think, you know, the less baggage that you have that you can unload as time goes on, the better it will be when the right person comes into your life.
Exactly. Because nobody wants to be carrying anybody's luggage.
No.
Especially if it's multiple bags. No.
I could take on some luggage, yeah, you know, because luggage, we all have carry-on, so to speak. You know? But I can't take on like a whole slew of like
a whole,
you know,
village.
I can't nobody can. It's too much stress,
right? A whole village and their luggage.
Yeah, like, you know, like you should be able to acknowledge certain things in your life and let go of certain things, mm-hmm. where, and you know, you have, and that takes time to do that.
Yes.
So when you're heading into something, when you're ready for something really stable, you know, you can say, you know what, I'm in a better place mentally as well, where here I'm now with this person, and I could just, you know,
give the best of myself.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I've worked on myself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think that's like the best way to go. You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I hope that you guys took notes and really heard what I was saying. Not just listen, but heard it.
Yeah. Everything is time. As Dagna said, you know, it's time. It's time with healing, recovering, time with not jumping so soon into relationships.
Processing.
Time with, yeah, just giving yourself time all around when it comes, because life is just so crazy. We're all going through some shit at the end of the day, you know, and we all need time to just relax, relate, release.
As Whitley Gilbert once said.
That's right.
And for anybody that knows the show A Different World. Relax, relate, release.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We all need that, you know, and to, you know, to keep rushing to this and this and that. It's not good.
Yeah.
So take time, enjoy life. There's no rush. There is, you know, some people feel like there is a rush because time is short, but it's always
if you don't take care of
slow and steady wins the race.
Yes.
They say.
Yes. Don't, you know, if your health is not 100%, you're just lessening your time.
Right.
So when I say health, I mean mental health, physical health, like, really take care of yourself and really process things and really work through things and teach yourself how to work through things.
Right. Which is something that we're still learning to do.
Yeah. Don't look for a relationship as your go-to because you don't want to deal or work through your stuff.
Right. Or as a distraction, which some people do. And, you know, as I said, if you're going to do something like that, just be aware. Let the other person know. But it's always, therapists usually do say to not rush into anything until you've worked on yourself first. But you know,
I'm giving myself 6 months. May, June, maybe I'll start to maybe come out of the woodwork and maybe look for something serious.
Right.
But we'll see.
I gave myself that time and look where it ended up. So I'm just on the path of, I'm just going to have a good time and
play the field.
Yeah, play the field and just not really put any focus onto anybody per se, unless that person is
worth it.
Worth it, and I see it, you know? Right. Because fucking words don't mean shit anymore.
No, it has to be words and actions together.
And that's what it has to be. And that's it.
So thank you for joining us. I'm ending this right now.
Listen, as I said, I want to be in a relationship. We both do, you know, but it has to be with the right person. And, you know,
someone who's solid, not someone who's been
a flip flop.
Yeah. Jumping around and, you know, from here to here to here to here to here and not even working on themselves. Like, no, I can't.
Yeah.
I've wasted enough time on people like that.
Same here. So. Time, my emotions. Mm-hmm. I'm all cried out, as they say.
Please, please don't sing it. Please do not sing it.
Which one do you want me to sing?
No, I don't want you singing
the Lisa version or the 112 and Allure? That was the group? Yeah. Version, which was from the early, like, 90s.
97, I remember, because that song came out and I was going through a breakup and I was literally crying.
All alone on a Sunday morning.
Okay, enough.
Outside, I see the rain is falling.
All right, bye. All right. So if you
listen, I'm not even singing the lyrics. I'm just talking. I know.
She's reciting them. All right. So if you want to reach out to us,
set this place on fire because I'm tired of your lies.
Lady and the Harlot @gmail.com. You can email
all
us.
All I need was a simple hello.
All right. Goodbye.
Yo, but when I think about those lyrics, they fucking stand true. We play the lyrics of that song.
We'll play it after we're done, which is now. So if you want to reach out to us on Instagram or Facebook, it's Lady in the Harlot. If you want to email us, it's ladyintheharlot@gmail.com. And if you want to go to our website, it's ladyintheharlot.com, where we have all the links to every episode, our merch. And that's it. If you want, you can leave a review, as Cheryl says, a positive one. And
that's right.
We are going to go out with a bang, I guess. The same bang that we always go out to. So with that, I'm Dagna.
I'm Cheryl.
And thank you for joining us on Lady and the Harlot podcast. See you next time.
Bye.
All the good girls go to up. All the good girls go to